Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Coinbase UK and Barclays have ended their banking relationship, according to CoinDesk sources. The reasons are unclear, but Coinbase is now working with UK-based challenger bank ClearBank. Sources say the change is the reason Coinbase UK no longer supports Zcash. Twitter is set to introduce a feature that lets users see curated tweets about specific topics in their timeline. Users will be able to choose subjects such as sport teams, TV shows, and celebrities. Additionally, users can mute topics to avoid spoilers such as sports scores or movie plotlines. The launch date is still unclear. The European Central Bank said one of its websites was hacked by unauthorized people who may have stolen private information, including contact data. According to an email statement, hackers installed malware onto an external server that hosts the bank's Integrated Reporting Dictionary, or BRID, to aid phishing activities. It's possible that email addresses, names, and position titles of 481 subscribers to the BRID newsletter may have been captured, the ECB said, but the passwords were not. Amazon just launched its Free Your TV campaign, which aims to teach people about cutting the traditional cable cord and using Amazon's products instead. Now on the company website, you'll find a section dedicated to freeing your TV with guides like Cord Cutting 101 and Getting Started with Streaming. Facebook changes its group settings to public or private. Public groups are accessible to all and anyone can see who is in the group, while users must be invited to join the private group. Additionally, admins for groups that are private can set them to visible or hidden. Visible means anyone can find the group, while a hidden group can only be found by its members. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.